Welcome to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues of fast-growing businesses. If you're a business owner or operator looking for practical tips and solutions to scaling your business in a sustainable manner, you're in the right place. Now here's your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre.
Hey everybody, and welcome back. I'm your hostess, Alicia Butler-Pierre. Last week, I explained why business infrastructure is needed. So if you missed that, be sure to go and listen to that second episode. As a reminder, business infrastructure is a system that links your company's goals with the people, processes, and tools necessary to support those goals in a profitable, scalable, and sustainable manner. Now, today I'm going to focus on who needs business infrastructure, whether they realize it or not. Simply put, any company struggling to meet demand for its products or services needs business infrastructure. In fact, I'm going to go so far as to say every business needs it. But unfortunately, the importance of business infrastructure doesn't usually get onto a business owner's radar until they really are struggling to keep up with the demand for whatever it is they are selling. Now, there's a requirement, a very key requirement, in order to implement business infrastructure in these fast-growing small businesses. And that requirement is you, as the entrepreneur or the owner of the business, have to be willing to let go. And what do I mean by that? Recognizing that with growth, especially with fast growth, you almost always have to hire people. Those are people who can help you keep up with the demand. Now, not only do you need people, but you're also going to need processes to ensure a consistently positive customer experience. And you need the tools and the technologies to make that all possible. When you start to hire more people, when you start to get processes in place, and when you start to invest in certain tools, you have to put what's best for your company over your own personal interests. So the long and short of it is, business infrastructure really is for legacy builders. Business infrastructure is for the entrepreneur or small business owner who is building a business not for the short term, but they're building businesses that are going to last for generations to come. They're building something that can be expanded upon in the future, even if you as the entrepreneur or business owner might not be there to see it become as big as it can become. Now, in setting up a business infrastructure for your fast-growing company, not only will you need people, processes, and tools, but you might also need an infusion of cash, like Sandy Lerner did. And when you need that infusion of cash, that can also mean getting even more people involved in how you run your business. So you're going to get all these people telling you what to do and how to do it. Now, Sandy Lerner was truly ahead of her time. And if you don't know about her, please look her up. She has an incredible story. Sandy is the co-founder of Cisco Systems. And if you aren't familiar with Cisco, which I can't imagine you wouldn't be, but for those of you who might be unfamiliar with Cisco, Cisco is the maker of the first commercially viable router that allowed different types of computers to be able to network or communicate with each other. It's what we today know as a LAN or a local area network. Now, the reason I say that Sandy was ahead of her time was because she was a woman in technology back in the 70s. Now, think about today. We talk about the lack of women and overall diversity in the in many of the STEM-related fields, technology obviously being one of them. But she was doing this back in the 70s, when there really weren't many women around. Now, like Bill Gates and Rob Campbell, who I both spoke about in last week's episode, she and her husband, then husband, and co-founder Leonard Bosack, both recognized that when they first started Cisco, they reached a point where they realized they needed structure and the right people to help them. For as she said in an interview with Inc., quote unquote, no woman is an island. Now, unfortunately, not only did they realize they needed structure and the right people to help them, but they ended up entering into a very contentious relationship with some venture capitalists. And unbeknownst to them, there was kind of this unspoken rule at that time, and I'm not sure if this still is the case, but at that time, there was this unspoken rule that entrepreneurs are the founders of a tech startup would usually be replaced within 18 months after receiving funding from their VCs. And reflecting on this, Sandy Lerner said, the first rule of any game is to know that you're in one. I'm going to read to you a quote from a magazine article, Inc. Magazine, entitled, The Investor is Not Your Friend. This is actually an interview of Sandy Lerner. And she said, my family had a small business. I always thought that if someone invested in your business, that meant he or she believed in it. I assumed our investor supported us because his money was tied up in our success. I did not realize he had decoupled the success of the company from that of the founders. I don't believe all VCs are adversarial, but the first thing I tell everyone is get your own lawyer. My second piece of advice is to separate yourself from the company. What is good for you is not necessarily good for the company and vice versa. At Cisco, I made every decision based on what was good for the company, and that pretty much ruined my marriage and my health. Lynn and I believed a company and its founder are the same, and they absolutely are not. Now, I watched a separate interview with Sandy Lerner that you can also look up online. If you just do any type of search for Sandy Lerner and Inc. Magazine, you'll see all of these videos and magazine articles that I'm referencing. But in this particular interview, she said, to be successful, you have to build systems and not just respond. Use a systems approach to solve problems. Now, what she's talking about, again, she may not be using the same terminology that I'm talking about, but really that's business infrastructure she's talking about. Business infrastructure allows you to have that holistic view of your company. Because business infrastructure is all about linking the people, processes, and tools in your company, it forces you, or I should say enables you, to be able to understand that a change in one of those areas can have an impact on the others. But if you look at everything in silos, you aren't able to see the impact that a change in one area can have on everything else. But when you link everything together, you're able to see that if I do something over here, what could potentially happen or what would be the impact or the effect in other areas or aspects of my business? And that's really what I think she means, or that's how I interpret her saying, using a systems approach to solve problems. But all is not lost for Sandy Lerner. After she was fired from Cisco, she went on to become a philanthropist, and she started many other successful companies. And again, I highly encourage you, if you don't know her story, definitely look her up. Now, I shared the example about Sandy and her husband and what happened with them and the company that they originally built, Cisco Systems, as a cautionary tale. That cautionary tale being, don't grow alone. Burnout is real. As she just said from the quote that I read to you, it almost ruined her health, and it did ruin her marriage. There's a lot that you know, but there's even more that you don't know. I remember years ago, I was asked to speak at a church, and I was talking about this very topic of who business infrastructure is actually for, and really trying to plead the case for why it's needed, especially when you have more business than you can handle and you need to be able to take a really deep dive into the operational aspects of your company. And someone challenged me. Someone sitting in the audience challenged me on it. And finally I told him, even Jesus had disciples. Just as the president has cabinet members as advisors. My point is, don't grow alone. With growth means you're going to have to hire more people. You're going to have the process, need to have the processes in place to make sure that people know what the heck to do. And you're going to have certain technologies and tools in place to make sure that everything is running as smoothly and as seamlessly and as efficiently as possible. But I get it. You know, your business is like your baby, whether you inherited it, you adopted it, or you gave birth to the idea that led to your business, you might feel that nobody else can do things like you can. But I just caution you to be careful of your ego. Ego is the Latin word for I. And the more you focus on the I and what's good for me, it's all about me, and you focus less on what's actually good for your company and the people who work for your company, you're almost sure to set yourself up for failure. So be careful to not get in the way of your own success. Now, growth looks different to different companies. There are some of you, when we talk about growth, it could be that you are graduating from the startup phase to a next phase, but still considered to be a small business. But when you make the leap from small to mid-sized business and then from mid-sized to a large enterprise that's possibly going to be publicly traded, just know that there is a difference between the CEO of a small business and being the CEO of a publicly traded company. It requires a completely different mindset as well as skill set. When you make the transition, or compare, actually, I should say, the CEO of a small privately held company versus the CEO of a large publicly traded company, they have different people that they have to please. Smaller privately held businesses tend to be more customer-centric, whereas larger publicly traded companies tend to be more shareholder-centric. And see, for a person like Sandy Lerner, she was all about the customer. But once those VCs came in and brought the money and the people and some additional tools and processes, getting them that business infrastructure that they needed, they started to shift from being customer-centric to shareholder-centric, and there was a clash. And sure enough, she was ousted from the very company that she started. So if you consider yourself to be ambitious and you're willing to cast aside any potential debilitating insecurities or any, a possible inflated ego that you may have, then you're well on your way to building a sustainable, long-lasting company. Because here's one thing I know for sure. There is nothing cute about being a jack of all trades and a master of none. Now that you know what business infrastructure is, why it's needed, and who needs it, you might be wondering when it's needed. It's that age-old, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? So stay tuned for next week when I'll answer that very question. In the meantime, you may have noticed by now that I'm really trying to lay the foundation for business infrastructure by answering who, what, when, where, why, and how. But if you want to start rolling up your sleeves now to learn how to use that systems approach that Sandy Lerner talks about in solving any operational problems or challenges you may be having in your company, then check out a free report that I've prepared for you. If you go to processforcashflow.com, you can download a free report called How to Use Business Processes to Increase Cash Flow. Again, that's available at processforcashflow.com. You'll be able to get a sneak peek into how processes are used to create business infrastructure for your fast-growing company. Are you learning something from these episodes? I sure hope so. Then don't keep it to yourself. Like, comment, and share this information with your colleagues. We have to look out for each other. And as always, you can connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. Just look for me at Alicia Butler Pierre. And that's all I have for now, everybody. Thanks so much for taking time to listen to me, and I'll talk to you the next time.
Thank you for listening to Business Infrastructure, the podcast about curing back office blues with Alicia Butler Pierre. If you like what you've heard, do us a favor and subscribe, leave a rating and review, and more importantly, share with your colleagues and team members who could benefit from the information. Join us next week for another episode of Business Infrastructure with Alicia Butler-Pierre.